You know, Lam, today I've had a very strange day. It all started yesterday, you know. It all started yesterday. I was on my way to Milonga, and in the bus, I think. Or when I was leaving my flat, I started feeling so sad. I was really sad about something. I didn't know what. I had a feeling it was connected to you somehow, but I'm not sure how or why. Let me remind you, today is like, I think, 30th of August. Who knows, maybe one day. A couple of months, years, whatever, you'll be listening to this and remember what happened on this day, 30th of August of 2017. And it started yesterday, and the Milonga was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, the feeling got worse and worse as I was approaching the Milonga, you know, from the bus station all the way down up to this Milonga place. And people were dancing, smiling and hugging. And I just felt I want to be alone without anybody, just want to be left alone, you know, and not to talk to anybody about anything. It was so strong that I was starting to sink, you know, lower and lower. But it was so strong that my mind wanted to analyze why it was happening. So I thought it was about this girl, Yelena, that I'm really fond of right now. But then she came and I felt nothing, you know. For her, and a couple of days before that, I was really in love and everything. Now, as if I didn't feel something that strong. And I don't know. But anyways, I danced, and somehow the night turned out pretty okay. You know? After a couple of dances, I mean, after 2 hours, I was kind of feeling better. I slowly faded away, the feeling, but it was still present somehow. It was like as if I was in a cloud or something. And the weird thing is, I woke up today feeling a lot like that. Not knowing what to do with it and just feeling like I don't want to do anything with my day. I just want to lay in my bed and listen to music, read something, whatever. But I had two jobs. I mean, this friend of mine came by, wanted me to edit something for him, and another, after him, this girl came by, a really hot girl. She's really, I think she has a thing for me. But I didn't feel like it at all, so whatever. And then at the end of after she left, I started thinking about, I started feeling even worse, you know, and then I just laid in my bed, turned the lights off, and played some real depressing music. It's not depressing, it's really kind of evergreen. It's the kind of music that was played in the 80s. Serbia, it's this schlager, I don't know how to call them. It's evergreen pop songs by this really peculiar singer. And I really enjoyed it. But the pain was stronger and stronger. My heart was so hard. It was hurting. My heart hurt. My heart hurt. And I didn't know what else to do. So I asked my soul and I asked my heart, okay, what is wrong? I was really quiet. I really wanted to know what is wrong with you. What is so wrong with you in the last 2 days? And it said, I miss Leah. I miss Leah. I miss you, Leah. And then, as soon as I felt that, the pain was stronger than ever and tears came to my eyes. I felt some kind of relief, feeling that it was the truth. It also said that I miss my father, but it wasn't so strong. And then again, I didn't want to admit that, but I was feeling that that was the answer the whole day, you know. Because yesterday and today, I just can't stop thinking about you. I'm just thinking about you, thinking about you, thinking about you, thinking about you, thinking about you. Just whatever I think about, I try to focus on something else, but the thoughts keep coming back to you. Nothing I can do. So I just let go. Okay, I want to think about that. Think about that. Think whatever you want. So now tonight I decided to think about you and to talk about you with you. This image came to my head. Second ago while I was getting ready for bed, or in my case the mattress, getting ready for the mattress. Image of you saying that the guitar is too dominant here, it's too dominating, whatever you want to say in this song, and you're in this studio in America. In America, and you're listening to some recordings of your songs, and you're correcting the musicians and the producer, like, no, this is too strong, this needs to be quiet, more quiet. And then all of a sudden I come in, and you're like, okay guys, let's take a break, finish this without me. Just when you saw me, everything stopped, you know. Your music stopped and I went outside and waited for you. And this like big waiting room where people wait, I guess, for the producers and for their break in the business. I went outside there and I was just waiting for you, and the door opened and you walked in. Somehow everything fell into its place. I don't know why that happens. But nothing was distorted anymore. I guess you, that's my problem the last 2 days. It's you. You are my problem. And the thing is, I didn't want to feel like this. I was like, I didn't want to listen to your recordings and to see your face and to hear your voice, because I knew that I don't want to depend on you to make me feel better. able to give it to myself. God forbid if we ever touched each other, if we were kissed. I wouldn't be able to say no to that. I wouldn't be able to go away from that. It would be too difficult. It would be too painful. God knows that. That's why he didn't allow us to do that. In a way, allow. I know we're gonna be together. It's the only thing that makes sense.